Here we are again, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们又一次在这里。
We have gathered together in your name.
我们是在你的名里面聚会。
We are waiting to hear from you.
我们在等候听你的声音。
We so enjoy your wonderful presence.
我们何等享受你那奇妙的同在。
We pray that you will breathe upon us this morning.
我们恳求你今天早上向我们吹气。
Fill our empty vessels with your glory.
用你的荣耀充满我们倒空的器皿。
We are your servants.
主，我们是你的仆人。
And we know that we have nothing apart from you.
我们知道离了你，我们什么都没有。
So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to open heaven over us.
所以主，我们恳求你把天向我们敞开。
We want you to enter every room.
我们恳求你进入每一个房间。
You will visit every leader.
你来造访每一位领袖。
With your glorious presence.
以你荣耀的同在。
Sweep away everything that could hinder.
扫去一切的拦阻。
Give us a sight of yourself.
让我们对你能够清楚地看见。
We remind ourselves this is your work.
我们提醒自己这是你的工作。
It's not our work.
这不是我们的工作。
It's your work, Lord Jesus.
主，这是你的事工。
Every leader belongs to you.
每一位领袖都属于你。
We know how dear they are to you.
我们知道他们对你何等的珍贵。
You have brought us together that you might be glorified among us.
你把我们聚在一起，好让你自己在我们当中得荣耀。
What we need is your anointing.
我们所需要的是你自己的膏抹。
The same spirit that rested on the Lord Jesus.
就是那安息在主耶稣身上的同一位灵。
We are hungry for more of you.
我们饥渴的要更多的你。
You have shown us that apart from you, we can do nothing at all.
你已经向我们显明，离了你，我们什么都不能做。
But you tell us when we are weak, then you are strong.
但你应许我们，当我们软弱的时候，你却是刚强的。
So we're believing you for a manifestation of your presence.
所以我们信靠你，你今天要向我们彰显你自己。
Open our eyes to see you.
开我们的眼睛来看见你。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开通我们的耳朵来听到你的声音。
Make the change within us.
在我们里面做这样的大改变。
Intervene over us.
你来介入，来干预我们。
Set things right in our heart.
让我们心中每一件事都放在对的位置。
Supply every need that we have.
供应我们一切的需要。
According to your riches and glory.
照着你荣耀的丰富。
Through Christ Jesus our Lord.
归给我们的主耶稣基督。
Oh, let that holy anointing fall upon us.
Oh, 让那圣洁的荣耀的同在降临在我们当中。
Cleanse our heart.
洁净我们的心。
Wash us afresh in your precious blood.
再一次在你的宝血中新鲜地洗净我们。
We wait for you.
主，我们等候你。
We're here for you.
我们在这里是为着你。
Have your way.
主，凭你的意行。
Do your will among us.
在我们当中行使你自己的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of the leaders of our group have found out that I so enjoy being with you.
我们中的领袖发现我非常的享受跟你们在一起。
I say, we can tell that you teach differently when you have the leaders together.
他们说他们可以发现当我跟领袖们在一起的时候我教导的方式风格不太一样。
I said, yes, they are very dear to me.
我说是的因为他们对我非常的宝贵。
They are very dear to Jesus.
他们对主耶稣非常的宝贵。
I've asked Alice if she would sing for us that holy anointing.
我请圣秋姐妹唱那首神圣膏抹。
Let's listen carefully to the words.
让我们认真地听这些歌词。
We need a fresh anointing of His Spirit.
我们需要祂圣灵新鲜的膏抹。
So we lift our hearts up to Him.
所以我们举起我们的心向着祂。
And we say, Speak, Lord, your servant hears.
我们对祂说，主啊，请说，仆人静听。
Oh, most of us realize that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
我们大多数人都已经发现，是他神圣的膏油折断了我们的轭。
It's the anointing of His Spirit that changes us.
是他圣灵的膏抹能够改变我们。
It breaks every fetter.
他折断一切的锁链。
Any chain that be binding us.
除去我们一切的捆绑。
When the Lord anoints us, we become free as a bird.
当主来膏抹我们的时候，我们就像小鸟一样的自由。
And we can rise to meet the Lord Jesus.
我们就可以上升遇见我们的主。
Let us listen as she ministers to us.
让我们来听圣秋姐妹来服侍我们。
感谢主，我们就来唱这首神圣膏抹，渴望圣灵更大的降下他的膏油来膏抹我们每一位。主用喜乐油膏我头，众日喜笑满口。我这罪人何尽蒙恩，一心靠他话语。来深深高观之彼于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。我还保留四怀爱恋，是主心上掩面，留其万事看作粪土，晨曦房间出现。来深深沟默，观之彼于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。天上加冰骗人的灵，启发爱主之心。耶稣容面忽然显现，吸引我来亲近。爱深深高抹，观之彼于心，知道你同 在，充满我全人。我心深处深自显现，爱情如丝之间，涌出每次口淌星河，永远呈现讴歌。来生深沟默，观之笔于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。来生深沟，观之笔于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的同在，现在就在我们的中间。哦，哈利路亚，主啊，是的，主啊，我们要将我们自己交给你，让主你更多的来充满，更多的来浇灌我们。哦，主啊，是的，让你来完全掌管我们的心。哦，主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah. 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 We take, Lord Jesus.
主，我们接受，我们接受。
Hallelujah. 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 Mercy, would you like to pray as well for the anointing to be poured out?Hallelujah.
主啊，谢谢你，主啊，谢谢你，主啊，谢谢你的圣灵，主啊，谢谢你的圣灵在我们的里面。哦，主啊，让我们里面真的是感受到你的同在，让我们心里面跟你有一个很深的接触。主啊，你喜乐的灵正在充满我们。哦，主啊，那喜乐的泉源要从我们里面 涌流出来。赞美耶稣，赞美你，耶稣赞美你 ，Praise the Lord。主啊，赞美你，主啊，我们的心赞美你。哦，我们里面的喜乐，主啊，那喜乐的油，哦，不断的涌流，喜乐的活泉不断的涌流来赞美你。耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你，你的圣灵要更深的充满我们。我们还要主啊，今天我们还要，我们要更多，而且主啊，你的灵要充满我们，要折断我们一切的恶，捆绑在我们里面的恶，我们知道或不知道的，主啊，今天你都来大大的释放，折断一切的恶，那膏油肥壮，折断一切的恶。谢谢耶稣，主耶稣，我们爱你。主啊，我们就全然的将自己献在你的面前。主啊，在这祭坛上，主啊，愿你来做，愿你按着你的心意做。主啊，不用顾及我们的疼痛，主啊，你就来，因为你是属于我们的，我们也是属于你。我们要全然献给你，全然献给你。主啊，我们还有保留的，还有思怀爱念的。主啊，我们说我们也要献给你。主啊，你要来做。主耶稣啊，主啊，神圣膏油充满我们，充满我们。谢谢耶稣，赞美你，耶稣，我们爱你。奉主的名祷告，阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Anointed with the oil of joy, hallelujah.
哈利路亚，用喜乐的油膏抹我们。
It comes by faith in His word.
是从相信他的话而来的。
He says, if you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you.
他说，你们亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
He said, when you gather in my name, there I am in the midst.
你们奉我的名聚会，我就在你们当中。
And when he comes, he turns our sorrow into joy.
耶稣一来，就把我们的悲哀变为喜乐。
Oh, he sets our feet a dancing.
他使我们的脚开始跳舞。
I think of Sister Nancy, how she loved to dance before the Lord.
我想到周师母，她何等喜爱在主面前跳舞。
We need to keep the joy of the Lord in our souls.
我们要保守主的喜乐在我们的灵魂里。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That third verse told us that he rises in the yielded heart.
第三节的歌词告诉我们，他是靠近谦逊心灵。
All we need to do is just yield to him.
我们所做的就是要降服于他。
And he brings something else, sweet rest.
他带给我们那甜美的安息。
But best of all is that last verse.
最棒的是最后一节。
Conform me in thy image, Christ, deep in my inmost part.
主耶稣在我的灵魂深处把我变成你爱子的形象。
So I will always sing thy praise with thankful lips and heart.
我心深处神子显现，常常的感谢讴歌。
There are so many ways we can keep in the presence of the Lord.
有很多的方式可以帮助我们保持在主的同在中。
So many methods to draw near to him.
有很多的方法可以帮助我们亲近神。
And as we know, one of them is praising the Lord.
我们知道其中之一就是来赞美主。
As these Dear Alice and Mercy sang and prayed.
当亲爱的圣秋姐妹唱诗和芷祥姐妹祷告的时候，
The joy of the Lord just filled my heart.
主的喜乐就充满了我的心。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
Sometimes we need a friend to just sing for us.
有的时候我们就需要一位朋友为我们唱诗。
That brings the joy of the Lord.
那就带来耶和华的喜乐。
Or maybe just pray, as Sister Mercy prayed for us.
或者就像芷祥姐妹为我们祷告一样。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
To point each other to Jesus.
来把我们彼此引向耶稣。
That's our job.
这是我们的工作。
To point people to him.
把人们带向耶稣。
To sing his praises.
来唱赞美他的诗歌。
And in your cell groups, you need to point Jesus out to them.
在你的小组中，你需要把耶稣带给他们，指向他们。
Don't try to answer all the questions yourself.
不要尝试着回答所有的问题。
Don't try to solve problems.
不要尝试着靠你自己解决所有的问题。
Point them to the source of all help.
把他们指向那一切帮助的泉源。
Our help comes from the Lord.
我们的帮助是从主而来。
Sometimes leaders get very worn out from trying to work without the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候领袖们会因着没有得到圣灵的膏抹，却自己努力而感到疲倦。
We need His Spirit upon us.
我们需要他的圣灵在我们身上。
We must take to heart His words that of ourselves we can do nothing at all.
我们要把这句话记在心里，离了它，我们什么都不能做。
We don't have all the answers.
我们并不拥有所有的答案。
But he does.
但他却拥有。
Oh, praise the Lord.
哦，赞美主。
You know, we've been studying the last 2 weeks on holiness.
最近两个礼拜我们在学习圣洁。
Partaking of God's Holy Spirit.
领受神的圣灵，圣洁的灵。
As we come into his presence and see our own uncleanness, we must turn to him.
当我们来到他的同在中，看到我们自己的不洁，我们必须要来转向他。
And believe that he shows it to us that he might cleanse us.
并且相信他把这些显明给我们看，是为了要来洁净我们。
He wants to work in clean vessels.
他要在洁净的器皿中工作。
You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7,
在哥林多后书第四章,
these are the words we read, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
在哥林多后书第四章七节, 我们有这宝贝在瓦器里。
Oh yes, it's just a pot made out of dirt.
是的，不过是一个瓦器，一个尘土做的瓦器。
Are some pots just made out of clay?
有些瓦器是用瓦做的。
And the scripture teaches us about these vessels.
这节经文讲到这些器皿。
And this is one of the most important things. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel.
最重要的是，我们有着宝贝在瓦器里。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves.
好让这莫大的能力显明是出于神，不是出于我们。
So each one of us is a vessel.
所以我们每一位都是一个器皿。
We have to be careful that our vessel isn't empty.
我们要小心我们的器皿是否是倒空的。
We have to run to Jesus.
我们就要来奔向耶稣。
And say, fill me with your spirit.
对他说，主啊，用你的灵来充满我。
You know, at that wedding supper, when the disciples filled the jars with water.
你知道，在迦南的婚宴上，当主的门徒把水倒在水缸里的时候。
Those were large and heavy vessels.
那些是又大又重的水缸。
But they obeyed the Lord and just filled them with water.
他们顺服了主，就是用水把它充满了。
But when it was poured out, it turned into the best wine at the wedding.
主就把这些水变成了上好的酒，在婚宴上。
So we feel sometimes all we have is water.
常常我们感到我们自己所拥有的不过就是水。
But when Jesus uses that, he turns it into wine.
但当耶稣使用它的时候，他就把水变成了酒。
So each of you is an earthen vessel.
所以你们每一位都是一个瓦器。
But the excellency of the power in you is from God's Spirit.
但我们有着莫大的能力，在我们里面是出于神，出于神的灵。
Remember what we have learned, that we have no holiness without His Holy Spirit indwelling us.
记得我们学习过，离了他的圣灵住在我们里面，我们没有圣洁。
I was reading in the book of Numbers.
我在读民数记。
It was Numbers 8, verse 14.
民数记第八章十四节。
Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine.
这样你从以色列人中将利未人分别出来，利未人便要归我。
Now the Levites were the ones that did the work.
利未人是服侍神的人。
They were not the priests that waited in God's presence, but they did all the manual work.
他们不是服侍神的祭司，但是他们做很多外院的工作。
But the Lord said, I want to separate them from the rest of the people.
但神说他要把利未人从以色列人中分别出来归我。
That's what God has done with each one of you.
这也是神坐在你们中每一位身上的。
He separated you from the rest of the East School.
他把你们从网校其他的学员中分别出来。
And he's wanting you to hear him say, you are mine.
他要你们听见他对你们说，你是属于我的。
That means he owned you.
那意味着他拥有你。
Verse 16 tells us, they are wholly given to me.
第十六节告诉我们，因为他们是从以色列人中全然归我的。
From among the children of Israel, I've taken them for myself.
从以色列人中，我拣选他们归我。
They were in the place of all of those firstborn of the children of Israel.
是代替以色列人中一切头生的。
You remember when the Israelites were in Egypt, and there was that Exodus. The night before on the Passover.
记得当以色列人在旷野中的时候，在逾越节之后，他们要过红海。
Pharaoh said that he would not let the children of Israel go.
法老说他不许以色列的百姓离开埃及。
And finally, the 10th plague was the death of the firstborn in Egypt.
十灾的最后一灾就是所有埃及人中的头生的都被击杀了。
But God spared the firstborn of the children of Israel by the blood being on the door.
但神保留了以色列人中一切头生的，是借着在他们门楣上所涂抹的羔羊的血。
And when the death angel passed through the camp, he saw the blood.
当击杀长子的天使经过每一个门的时候，他看见门上有血就越过了。
And he passed over that house.
他就越过那个房子。
But in this verse, we're learning that God claimed those firstborn to be his very own.
但在这节经文里，我们看到神把那头生的洁净归他自己。
It's wonderful to have God separate us to himself.
何等的奇妙，神把我们分别出来归给他自己。
But we know that the Levites did all the work.
我们知道利未人做了很多服事的事工。
They labored around the tabernacle and then later the temple.
他们在会幕的周围忙碌，后来又在圣殿的外面忙碌。
They seemed like ordinary people.
他们看起来就是一些普通的人。
But God said, they're mine.
但神说他们是属于我的。
So all of us are his.
所以我们中的每一位都是属他的。
We're not our own.
我们不属于自己。
We should be careful not to act like we're our own person.
我们要小心，不要生活行为好像我们是属于自己的人一样。
That's why we need to be in his presence.
所以那就是我们为什么需要保持在他的同在中。
And when questions come up among your cell group, don't be so quick to answer them all.
当你的小组中出现一些问题的时候，不要那么快的就急着回答所有的问题。
If you're not certain what to say, take time. To pray.
如果你不确定知道要说什么，就花时间来祷告。
Recently, someone wrote to me about a problem they were having in their group.
最近有一个人给我写信，关于他们小组中的问题。
But it was just as we were going to be teaching the e-school.
我们正好就要在网校中来教导这些内容。
And this leader was kind enough to have to wait until I had opportunity to speak to the Lord about it.
这位领袖就很仁慈地愿意等候，因为我这两周需要教导网校，他就等候我花时间在主面前祷告，知道要有什么话来回应他。
Sometimes the Lord will give you wisdom right at the moment.
有的时候主当下就会给我们智慧，知道怎样来回答。
Just be sure that you hold it before him.
只要确定你是在他的面前，在他的面前领受。
And if it's something more difficult, just ask for time that we'll pray about this.
如果是一个很难的问题，就回应说我需要一些时间祷告才知道怎样回答。
And really, truly pray about it.
确定的，真实的为这件事祷告。
Don't just try to excuse yourself.
不要只是找借口。
Just deal with Jesus.
就是跟主耶稣花时间来祷告。
Say, Lord, what do you want?
对主说，主啊，你要的是什么？
What is your answer?
你的答案是什么？
We see that's what Jesus did. He oftentimes went alone in the night time when everybody else was sleeping to find out what his father wanted him to do.
我们发现那就是主耶稣他自己所做的。当每个人还在睡眠中的时候，他就抽出空来，单独的与父同在，向父祷告。
So this verse in Numbers tells us that we workers are His.
所以这节民数记这节经文告诉我们，我们这些工人是属于主的。
And some of you are very hard workers.
你们中有些人是工作非常努力的。
Well, there's a verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7.
在提摩太后书第二章第七节。
It talks about a hard-working farmer.
第二章第六节讲到劳力的农夫。
He must be first to partake of the fruit.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
Well, there's another place where we're told about partaking.
另外一个地方也提到领受。
Yes, as we've been studying the last 2 weeks about partaking of His holiness.
这两个礼拜我们都提到要领受他的圣洁。
This verse in Timothy, Paul is writing to Timothy.
在提摩太后书，保罗在写给提摩太。
And he says, if you're one of those farmers, you have to be one of the partakers first.
他说，如果你是那位劳力的农夫，主努力的工人，你要先领受粮食。
We can't give out to others what we haven't received ourselves.
如果我们自己还没有领受，我们就没有可以给人的。
We can't teach others how to wait on the Lord if we're not waiting on Him ourselves.
如果我们自己没有先等候神，我们不能够教导别人怎样等候神。
God knows everything we say, everything we do.
神知道我们所说的一切，所做的一切。
In Proverbs 5:21, we read,
在箴言书第五章二十一节，
The ways of men and women are before the eyes of the Lord, and He ponders all our paths.
他说，因为人所行的道都在耶和华眼前，他也修平人一切的路。
His eyes are on us at all times.
他的眼目一直都在我们的身上。
He sees us in the daily life.
他看见我们的日常生活。
He sees us when we are not paying attention to Him.
当我们的注意力不在他身上的时候，他都看见了。
So I must be very careful when I'm teaching you on waiting on the Lord that I do the same.
所以我必须要非常的小心，当我教导你们安静等候神的时候，我自己必须也要这样做。
When I'm teaching on holiness, I must partake of His holiness myself.
当我教导你们与他的圣洁有份的时候，我自己必须要先领受他的圣洁。
And when we talk about falling in love with Jesus, am I falling in love with Him more every day?
当我教导爱上耶稣的时候，我要问自己，我是不是每一天都更多的爱上了耶稣？
For the ways of leaders are always before the eyes of the Lord.
因为每一位领袖所行的道都在耶和华的眼前。
He's watching.
他在观察，查看。
He's watching. Are we teaching on humility to our students?
他在查看我们是否在教导我们的学生谦卑呢？
Are we telling them they need to humble themselves?
我们是不是告诉他们，他们需要自己谦卑下来？
And not be so critical.
不要批评别人。
The Holy Spirit needs to show me, am I humbling myself?
圣灵需要来指示我，让我看见我是否自己卑微。
Every day, am I coming down lower at the feet of Jesus?
每天，我是不是更低的低伏在耶稣的脚前？
That's our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
That we be more like Jesus today than we were yesterday.
就是我们今天要比昨天更像耶稣。
And we'll never be any different unless we spend time with Him.
如果我们不是花时间跟他在一起，我们就不可能改变。
But when you become a leader, you find out you are very busy.
但当你成为一个领袖的时候，你发现你变得很忙碌。
There's a beautiful story about Noah in Genesis.
在创世纪有一个美丽的故事，挪亚的故事。
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
God was looking over the whole world.
神在遍察全地。
It was full of evil and wickedness and sin.
全地都满了罪恶罪孽。
But his eyes saw Noah.
但他的眼看见了挪亚。
And he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚就在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
And when God found grace in his eyes, he put him to work.
当主对挪亚蒙恩的时候，他就使挪亚为他工作。
He didn't just sit down and enjoy the grace of God. God told him, go to work.
挪亚并没有只是坐在那里享受主的恩典，神告诉他，你去工作。
And they built that big ship of the ark with just he and his three sons.
他就造了那个方舟，只是他和三个儿子造了那个方舟。
They did that every day.
他们每天都在造方舟。
And in the meantime, every hour free of work, they preached.
在这同时，当他们不做工的时候，他们就传道。
They tried to warn the people of the wrath to come.
他们就警告世人要来的神的愤怒。
Inviting them to come into the ark.
邀请他们来进入方舟。
But nobody listened.
但没有人听从。
But God spared Noah and his family.
但神保留了挪亚和他一家。
They were inside the ark.
他们都在方舟里安全。
Well, it's wonderful when God sees a man that finds grace in his sight.
何等的美好，当神看到一个人，并且使他在他眼前蒙恩。
His eyes have been looking all over the world, and he has found almost 100 of you leaders.
神的眼目遍察全地，他在这里找到了你们中间这一百多位领袖。
He's called you his own.
他呼召你们成为他自己的产业。
And he's put you to work.
他也把你们放在工厂上。
To witness to those in your cell groups.
向你们小组中的人来见证神。
And to lead them to the feet of Jesus.
来引领他们到耶稣的脚前。
If we go back to Timothy.
我们回到提摩太书。
And I keep reminding you that Pastor Chow wanted to teach you from the book of Timothy and Titus in 2021.
我常常提醒大家，周牧师在2020年，他要教导我们提摩太书信和提多书。
In 1 Timothy 4:12.
在提摩太前书第四章第十二节。
Be an example to the believers in purity.
他说到，总要在清洁上做信徒的榜样。
We're to be examples.
我们是要做信徒的榜样。
In purity.
在清洁上做榜样。
Not in superiority.
不是在优越感上。
But purity.
而是在清洁上。
Now we know in 1 Timothy 5:22, we hear read, keep yourself pure.
在提摩太前书五章二十二节，要保守自己清洁。
There is no purity apart from Jesus Christ.
离了耶稣基督没有清洁。
Remember our verse last week was, blessed are the pure in heart, They're going to see God.
记得我们上周末的经文是，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And the more time we spend looking at Jesus, we will be pure in heart.
我们越多花时间注视耶稣，我们就心里面会更加的清洁。
The devil's number one job against ministry and leaders.
仇敌对事工和领袖第一个工作就是
is to keep them so busy they have no personal time alone with Jesus.
他要使他们如此的忙碌，以至于他们没有时间单独跟耶稣在一起。
We always have to be aware of that.
我们必须要时刻注意这一点。
Eventually, you'll find out we have nothing to give unless we've been with him.
最终你会发现，如果我们不跟他在一起，我们真的没有什么可以给人的。
I want you to be aware that that's his tactic.
我想要大家认清这是仇敌的诡计。
You must get alone with Jesus.
你必须单独与耶稣同在。
Just sit in his presence.
就是坐在他的同在中。
Open your heart and say, Jesus, fill me.
向他敞开心说，耶稣，你来充满我。
And tell him, I must have you.
对他说，主，我必须要有你。
I want to be all that you want me to be.
我就是要成为你要我成为的样子。
Reveal yourself to me.
向我显现你自己。
And when we go away from him, we'll be like Moses. Our face will shine with his presence.
当我们离开祷告室的时候，我们的脸就会像摩西一样，面皮上发光。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We get into this second book of Timothy, chapter 1.
我们来到提摩太后书第一章。
Verse 9,
第九节,
who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, according to his own purpose.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
Not only his own purpose, but in grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
不仅是他的旨意，还有他的恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
It was God's plan from the very beginning of creation.
这是神在创世以前就计划好的。
That he would give us grace in Christ Jesus.
他要把恩典在基督耶稣里赐给我们。
He allowed all those lessons in the Old Testament to convince us that we were sinners.
他以旧约圣经里很多的教训让我们信服我们都是罪人。
And nothing could save us but coming to him.
除非借着来到他的面前，没有什么能够拯救我们。
And receiving his spirit to dwell within us.
借着领受他的圣灵住在我们里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2,
在提摩太后书第二章第二节,
And the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那些忠心的人。
You know, this Paul wrote these words just before he was killed.
保罗是在他被杀之前写的这些话。
He was in prison. Nero was going to take off his head.
他当时是在监狱里，据说尼禄王要砍头。
So this is his last words written to Timothy.
所以这是他写给提摩太的最后的话。
So I think of Pastor Chow's desire to have you read these words.
我想周牧师要大家读这些话语。
I say he's like Paul, and he's speaking to us, and we're Timothy.
我感到他就好像保罗一样，他在对我们说话，我们就好像提摩太一样。
And in this verse, all the things you heard from me, Pastor Chow, among many witnesses.
在这节经文，提摩太后书二章二节，你在许多见证人面前听见我的教训，就好像周牧师在说，你听见我的教训。
That's somewhat what Pastor Chow said to the leaders. Commit these to faithful people, faithful men and women.
这好像是周牧师对每一位领袖所说的，你要交托那些忠心能教导别人的工人们。
And、if they're faithful, they'll be able to teach others also.
如果他们是忠心的，他们就能教导别人。
They consider, the leaders consider you faithful.
你们每一位领袖都是忠心的。
Men and women.
弟兄和姐妹
that you'll be able to teach others also about the wonderful glory of the presence of Jesus.
你们也能够教导别人主耶稣他那奇妙荣耀的同在。
You'll be able to teach them how to wait in the presence of the Lord.
你就能够教导他们怎样在主的同在中等候他。
And that by beholding him,They are changed into that same image from glory to glory.
借着注视他，他们的生命就被改变，荣上加荣。
And we go on in chapter 2, verse 24.
在提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
Paul tells Timothy, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel.
保罗教导提摩太说，主的仆人不可争竞。
But be gentle to all.
只要温温和和地待众人。
Able to teach.
善于教导。
Patient.
存心忍耐。
In humility, correcting those who are in opposition.
用温柔谦卑劝诫那抵挡的人。
The Levites are the servants of the Lord.
利未人是主的仆人。
Even though you are called the leadership, you are servants.
虽然你们被呼召成为领袖，但你们都是仆人。
You've been found faithful.
你们被发现是忠心的。
You've been warned to keep yourself pure.
你们被警告要保守自己清洁。
Here he's saying, you must not quarrel.
在这里，他警戒我们不可争竞。
As much as lies in you, live peaceably with everyone.
若是能行，总要与众人和睦。
Oh, you know, sometimes we quarrel out of our own pride.
有的时候，我们出于我们自己的骄傲，我们就会争竞。
And we have an opinion that's strong.
我们有自己强烈的观点。
And not teachable.
我们不能够被教导。
Oh, Jesus, help us to be teachable.
哦，主耶稣，帮助我们愿意被教导。
Help us to be willing to learn from you.
帮助我们愿意来学你的样式。
Instead of quarreling, he says, be gentle.
不是争竞，而是温温和和的待众人。
Then you'll be able to teach.
然后我们就能够善于教导。
I've often said that about Pastor Lai. She makes a good teacher because she was always teachable.
我常常这样提到赖牧师，他是一个很好的教师，因为他是愿意接受教导的人。
You have to be willing to be taught.
我们必须愿意接受被教导。
And then you'll be able to teach others.
然后我们才能够去教导别人。
Here's another one, patient.
另外一点是忍耐。
Sometimes we want to run ahead of the Lord.
有的时候我们就要快跑地冲到神面前。
I'll tell you about that later.
我等下再谈到这点。
In humility, correcting those who are in opposition.
25节这里提到用谦卑劝诫那抵挡的人。
That's a tough one. We have to correct somebody, but do it in humility.
这是一个很难的功课。我们要劝诫别人，但是要在谦卑的里面劝诫。
We need to remember how many times we needed to be corrected.
我们需要记得有多少的时候我们自己需要被纠正、被劝诫。
So do it in humility.
所以当我们劝诫别人的时候，要在谦卑里劝诫。
Be gentle with others.
对待别人用温柔谦卑。
And if you want to be harsh with yourself.
如果你要严格，你需要对自己严格。
And dealing with that word on patience.
关于存心忍耐。
I remember when Mrs. Robinson was teaching on vessels.
我记得当罗炳森师母教导关于器皿这个主题时
，That God was making vessels of the ministers.
神在制作服侍他的器皿。
You know, in Zion, Illinois, they didn't call them leaders. They didn't call them ministers. They didn't even call them teachers. They didn't call them pastors. They called them vessels.
在伊利诺州的锡安城，他们彼此称呼不用牧师、老师、长老、服侍者，不用这些称呼，他们彼此称呼是器皿。
They were to just be empty vessels.
因为他们每一个都是倒空的器皿。
Here's my cup. It's just a vessel.
这里是我的杯子，它是一个器皿。
It holds my bitter tea.
我装了我的茶。
But some vessels are made of pottery, some of clay.
有些器皿是瓦器做的，有些是泥土做的。
The Bible says some are silver and some are gold.
圣经告诉我们，有些是金器，有些是银器。
But the ministers were called vessels.
但牧者被称作器皿。
And when they're empty, there's nothing there.
当它被倒空的时候，它里面什么都没有。
It's what's inside the vessel that counts.
器皿里装着什么东西才是最重要的。
Mrs. Robinson was teaching some of the early ministers about being vessels in God's making.
在早期的时候，罗宾森师母在教导一些牧者关于神怎样制作他的器皿。
You know, God puts the vessel, the pot on the wheel, and it spins to make it the shape he wants it to be.
你知道，主像一个窑匠一样，把瓦器放在一个轮子上，一直的旋转，来造成他所要的样式。
When he has it made the way he wants it to be, he puts it in the fire.
当他造成了他要的样式之后，他就把这个瓦器放在火中。
It really isn't finished unless it goes through the fire.
除非他经过火炼，他就没有做好。
So that's, she was teaching, and the Lord had given a word that a certain man and his wife were to come into God's work.
当罗宾森师母教导这些功课时，他也指出有一个弟兄和他的妻子，他们要到施工中服侍。
They were to leave their farm and come to Zion.
他们要离开他们所在的农场，来到锡安城。
And all the Lord said was in the spring of the year.
主说的是在那年的春天要发生这件事。
Well, quite a long time before spring came, they started to get anxious.
但还没有到春天的时候，他们就开始变得焦急不安。
They thought, we need to be making plans. We need to get everything in order.
他们说，我们要做一些计划，我们要先准备好。
And they got upset about it.
他们就变得很不安。
And they hadn't heard anything more from the Lord.
他们没有再听到从主来的指示。
And in the meantime, there came an offer for them to go to another state where they could be offered a large job and position on a farm.
在这同时，另外一个州有给他们这样的一个工作机会，是在一个农场里面工作。
They hadn't signed the contract yet, but that very day, the Lord spoke to them and said, No, you're to go now.
他们正要签合约的时候，神对他们说话了，不，不要去，你要去的是锡安城。
Then they realized that they were under testing time.
这是他们才意识到他们是在被试验。
We know part of God's will, but we don't always know His time.
我们只知道神旨意的一部分，但我们并不知道神的时间。
But just in at the right time, God revealed His will.
但就在那最对的时间，神向他们显示了他自己的旨意。
And that husband and wife became a great blessing in the work.
后来他和他的妻子成为主的事工里极大的祝福。
But they had to learn that lesson of waiting for God.
但他们必须先要学会在主面前等候他的时间这样的功课。
Not to jump ahead.
而不是跑在主的前面。
God knows the right time, and He's never in a hurry.
神知道什么时间是最恰好的，他从不匆忙。
If you feel sometimes you're in a hurry, you want to know now.
如果你感到你很匆忙，你想要现在就知道答案。
We got to do something right now.
我必须要现在就做一些事情。
That's just the works of our flesh.
这是我们肉体的工作。
Nothing that God does is in a hurry, and He won't let us hurry Him.
神所做的工从不匆忙，他也不许可我们催促他。
He gives us the proper answer at the right time.
他在对的时间给我们最正确的答案。
That chapter is in Radiant Glory, if you want to read it. It's chapter 30.
那是在荣耀的光辉第三十章。
Just relax in His arms.
就是安息在他的怀抱中。
And Jesus, I want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
对他说，主耶稣，我要跟随圣灵的带领。
I want to be pure as you are pure.
我渴望成为像你一样的纯洁。
I want you to have your way.
我要你行你自己的旨意。
And your life will be a testimony of the grace of God.
我们的生命就成为神恩典的见证。
As you walk with God, you will become a living example to your students.
当你与神同行的时候，你就成为你学生的一个活生生的榜样。
So He's calling us.
他在呼召我们。
He's working on us.
他正在我们里面工作。
He wants to change us more every day.
他渴望每天更多的改变我们。
There's another verse I want to read, but I thought that was interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 5 verses in Timothy's writings all about leaders.
在提摩太书信里面，我们还有五节经文关于领袖的教导。
There's also some word that Jesus gives in the book of Luke.
还有主耶稣在路加福音里面的一个教导。
Jesus said this to his disciples, chapter 17.
在路加福音十七章，主耶稣对门徒说。
Jesus was trying to educate his disciples for 30 years. I mean, for 3 years.
主耶稣尝试要来教导他的门徒，花了整整三年之久要教导他的门徒。
They couldn't seem to get the lesson.
但他们好像就是不明白这个功课。
And we know why not.
我们知道那是为什么。
Now we know that, like us, they needed that Holy Spirit to come in on the inside.
就像我们一样，他们需要圣灵进入到他们的里面。
That's why Jesus said, "Greater works will you do than I've done."
那就是为什么主对门徒说，你们要做比我更大的事。
Because after the resurrection, I will come to dwell within you by my spirit.
因为我复活以后，我要借着圣灵进入到你们里面，与你们同在。
I'll be doing the leading through you.
我要在你们里面引导你们。
I'll be doing the work from inside of you.
我要在你们的里面来借着你们工作。
As you present yourself an empty vessel.
当你成为一个倒空的器皿。
Peter was certainly empty.
彼得确实是被倒空了。
He went before the Lord so hard after he denied him.
当他否认主之后，他在主面前痛哭。
He was extremely empty.
他是极度的倒空。
And Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, came on Pentecost to fill him.
在五旬节之后，主的圣灵就降临在彼得身上，充满了他。
Of all people, he used Peter that day.
每一个人都看见彼得。
Out of his mouth flowed rivers of living water.
彼得的口里就流出了活水的江河。
And 3,000 souls were saved.
有三千人悔改。
So you see, there's hope for all of us.
这也是我们每一个人的盼望。
Peter became an example of what God will do when we're empty of ourselves.
彼得成为这样的一个例子，当我们倒空自己的时候，神就在我们身上做那奇妙的工作。
I'll get back to Luke 17.
我们来到路加福音十七章一到二节。
Then he said to the disciples, those that were to be leaders.
主耶稣对门徒说，就是对那些领袖说。
It's impossible that no offense should come, but woe to him through whom they do come.
他说，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的人有祸了。
It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he's thrown into the sea.
就是把磨石拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里。
Then that he should offend one of these little ones.
还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。
I believe as leaders, we need to be very careful of offending.
我相信作为领袖，我们需要非常小心，不要绊倒别人。
These that are your students in the cell groups are little ones.
这些在你小组中的组员们，他们都是那些小子。
Maybe they haven't known the Lord as long as you have.
也许他们还没有像你一样认识主这么长时间。
Maybe they are very young.
也许他们还很年轻。
You need to be gentle with them.
你需要对他们很温柔。
Try not to offend them.
尽量不要绊倒他们，冒犯他们。
That's what Jesus is saying there.
那就是主耶稣在这里教导的。
And the other thing we need to be extremely careful of is that we don't take offense.
另外一点我们需要非常小心的，就是我们自己不要被冒犯。
Hopefully all the leaders have grown in some capacity to be a leader.
我希望每一位领袖都已经长成这样的身量，成为一个领袖。
But those who are pastors over you, all five of us, we never mean to offend you.
我们五位老师，我们从来没有想要冒犯你们。
But if we do offend you, be careful how you take it.
但如果万一我们冒犯了你们，要小心你们怎么样来反应。
Because our pride is what causes us to be offended.
因为是我们的骄傲使我们被冒犯。
So when we get offended by correction, or we get offended about anything, we must remember that we belong to the Lord and he allows some things to show us our pride.
当我们因着别人的纠正或者别的事情被冒犯的时候，我们要记得我们是属于主的，是他许可了这些事情的发生。
That's why Paul is saying to Timothy, be gentle with those you're teaching.
所以保罗这样对提摩太说，要用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
And Jesus says, don't offend these little ones.
主耶稣说，不要绊倒这些小子。
Remember how it feels when you're offended.
你知道当你被冒犯的时候，那个感觉是什么？
Oh, praise the Lord. We still have some time. I want to give you some homework.
赞美主，我们还有一些时间，我要给大家一些功课。
I spoke during the class this past week about Isaiah.
在过去这个礼拜，我们提到以赛亚书。
You know, I said One place I read that he wrote 700 years before Christ.
有一个地方，以赛亚发预言是在主耶稣降世700年以前所发的。
Another book said it was 978 BC.
另外一个地方是说是在公元前978年所写的。
We know it was many years.
无论怎样，我们知道这是很久以前。
I told you Isaiah is like a miniature Bible.
以赛亚书就好像一个微型的圣经。
The first 39 chapters are like the Old Testament.
前39章对应着旧约39本书。
They are filled with judgment.
里面充满了审判。
Over wicked people.
对恶人的审判。
Judah even had sinned. The surrounding nations had sinned.
犹大和他周围的城邑甚至都犯了罪。
The whole earth had sinned.
全地都充满了罪恶。
It sounds like it was in the times of Noah.
这听起来就好像挪亚的时代。
And it sounds also like in the day we're living in.
这听起来也很像我们今天所在的时代。
The nations are full of sin.
列国都充满了罪孽。
The church is full of sin.
教会里充满了罪孽。
Judgment must come.
审判必须要来临。
For God cannot allow sin to go unpunished forever.
因为神必不允许罪恶永远存在，不被审判。
And that's what those first 39 chapters are about.
这就是以赛亚书前39章所主要写的内容。
But the final 27 chapters are like the 27 books of the New Testament.
但以赛亚书后27章就对应着新约的27本书。
I think I mentioned that there were 26 last week, but it's 27.
上个礼拜我说是26章，实际上是27章。
And the beginning of the last 27 chapters starts in chapter 40.
后27章是从第以赛亚书第40章开始的。
The whole theme is it means salvation. The book's theme is God is salvation. God is salvation.
这本书的主题就是神是我们的拯救，神是我们的拯救。
That's the same word we have for today. God is salvation.
这也是我们今天所说的，神就是我们的拯救。
Jesus is He shall call his name Jesus, for he will be the Savior of the world.
他的名字必称为耶稣，因为他要把人类从罪恶中拯救出来。
Well, I'd like to give you the assignment to read the book of Isaiah.
我想给大家一个功课，就是读以赛亚书这本书。
We won't be together for another month.
我们到下个月才会见面。
When I traveled with Pastor Chow, you'd be surprised how much the Lord spoke to me out of the book of Isaiah.
当我跟周牧师一起同行服事的时候，你不知道多么的奇妙，神透过以赛亚书对我说了很多的话。
Well, if you want to read the first 39 chapters quickly, I think you'll still find places even there where it'll speak to you.
如果你读前39章，我相信仍然神会借着那里的经文对你说很多的话。
I was reading the book when my mother was dying.
当我的母亲离世的时候，我在读以赛亚书。
It happened to be my 61st birthday. I took off from work and went to hospital to see her.
那是正好是我61岁的生日，我去医院看她。
She had no phone in her room, that's why I went early.
因为他的医院的房间里没有电话，所以我就提前去看他。
Because as long as I travel to Canada or to Zion, my mother always called me on my birthday.
因为每一次我去加拿大或者去西安城旅行的时候，在我的生日那一天，我的母亲总是会给我打电话。
She called me at 5 minutes to 7 in the morning.
她在早上6:55就给我打电话。
Because she remembered that was the moment I was born.
因为她记得那是我出生的时刻。
And the doctor thought when I came I was dead.
当我出生的时候，医生以为我是死的。
He put me in a little box.
他把我放在一个小箱子里。
And all of a sudden they heard this.
突然他们听到我的声音。
He said, oh my, it's alive.
他们说，哦，他是活着的。
But this is the verse I was reading to mother that day when I, of my birthday, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor.
这就是在我生日的那一天我读给我母亲的经文，以赛亚书61:1。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
He's given me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
他赐给我赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
And you know, just a few weeks later, my mother went to be with him.
你知道几个礼拜以后我的母亲就离世与主同在了。
And right after that, my husband, a year later, we took time to go visit my sister, and that's when we stopped to see Jack and Nancy Chow in Dallas.
一年以后，我的先生和我一起去拜访我的姐姐。就在那个时候，我们有机会去了达拉斯拜访周牧师。
And that very day, he said, "The Lord sent you. You're supposed to be my assistant."
就在那一天，周牧师对我说：“主把你差了来，你要做我的助手。
”So here I am.
所以我现在在这里。
What was that? 17 years ago? Yes, 17 years ago.
那是在17年以前。
Something like that. But I wanted to tell you about reading Isaiah because I found the other day about 4 different years that I had put the dates on certain verses in Isaiah when I was traveling with Pastor Chow and Sister Nancy. Maybe before I went or when I was going, the Lord would give me a verse there.
我跟大家提到以赛亚书，因为每一次我去跟周牧师去国外施工的时候，主都会赐给我一句以赛亚书的经文，每一次我都把它标在这本书上，也标上那个日期。
I want you to take a marking pencil.
我希望大家拿一支笔。
And let the Lord speak to you.
也记下主要对你说的话，当主对你说话的时候把它记下。
And you can write a date there.
你也可以把那个日期记下。
You know, I'll share it next time with you. Because I saw there, that was 2011, he said that one, and then 2012, he said this one, and maybe 2008, he said this one. And it's just quite wonderful to have that personal word.
我在我的书上看到主在2011年、2012年、2008年还有很多的日期，他亲自的对我用以赛亚书的经文说话，这些都是非常奇妙的话，还有很多别的地方。
So that's your homework for this month.
所以这是你们这个月的功课，来读一遍以赛亚书。
Read it slowly in his presence.
在他的同在中慢慢地读。
Let him speak to you.
让他对你的心说话。
That holy fire touched Isaiah's lips.
那圣洁的火沾了以赛亚的嘴唇。
And then he spoke things that even Noah was saying.
然后他就说出了他从来没有想过要说的话。
He was writing things about the crucifixion.
他写下了关于主耶稣钉十字架的记录。
That was the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
这是圣灵的默示。
It was the result of that fire touching him.
这是圣灵用他圣洁的火沾他的嘴唇的结果。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you'll send the fire again.
哦，主耶稣，我们恳求你再次拆下你的火。
We ask for another Pentecost.
我们恳求你再次降下五旬节。
We ask that you come to us as we read your word.
我们恳求你，当我们读你话语的时候，主你就临到我们。
Let the fire from heaven fall upon us.
让那天上的火降在我们身上。
Touch our eyes, touch our lips.
触摸我们的眼睛，触摸我们的嘴唇。
Touch our ears.
触摸我们的耳朵。
Give us that holy baptism of fire.
赐给我们那圣灵的火，圣灵的祭。
We want to be partakers of your holiness.
我们要与你的圣洁有份。
We'll never claim it as our own.
我们永远不会把它称为是我们自己的圣洁。
We ask for your holiness to fill us.
我们请求你用你的圣洁来充满我们。
Your humility.
用你的谦卑充满我们。
Your purity.
你的清洁充满我们。
Lord, come to each of the leaders.
主，你临到每一位领袖。
Give them a more hunger for the fire to come upon them.
赐给我们更多的饥渴，让你的火临到我们。
Waken us in the night.
让我们在夜里被你叫醒。
Help us to remember God is our salvation.
帮助我们记得主，你自己是我们的拯救。
You're the only one that can save the world.
你是那唯一的一位能够拯救全世界。
You're the only one that can save us.
你是那唯一的一位能够拯救我们。
We want to live in the ark of your presence.
我们渴望停留在你同在的方舟里。
And we want to call others into that ark of safety.
我们也要呼唤别人来进入这安全的方舟里。
Oh, Jesus, you are the ark.
哦，主耶稣，你就是那方舟。
And you've opened the door wide.
你已经大大的敞开门。
That we can come and bring many others with us.
我们就可以带很多的人来进入。
And when the storm breaks over the world, we'll be hiding in you.
当风暴临到全世界的时候，我们都隐藏在你的里面。
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Guo, would you like to close in prayer?
郭牧师是否要做结束的祷告？
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 主耶稣，我们现在在你同在的光中，今天你给我们这么多的指引教导，叫我们要怎么样成为一个可以被你使用的器皿。首先我们必须是自己倒空的，完全倒空的，而且要花时间来到你的面前。我们唯有把自己完全的倒空，不断的来到你的面前，一次又一次停留在你的面前，你就能够把你自己给我们，一点一点的给我们，把你的圣洁、忠心、顺服多多的加添给我们，我们才能有东西可以去教导别人，我们才能够自己成为圣洁，也成为别人的榜样。哦，主耶稣，让我们深深的知道，我们 离了你，我们什么都没有，我们什么都不是，我们非要花时间来你面前不可。当我们花时间在你面前，我们就会得到好处，我们自己就会感觉到真的是不一样。哦，主啊，祝福我们，祝福我们在线上每一位的同工，给他们真的是天天来到你的面前。主啊，你自己吸引我们，吸引我们就是要来到你的面前，让你来炼净，让你把自己多多的给我们，让我们可以全然属你，也完全像你。哦，主啊，给我们一个谦卑的心，正直的灵，不要丢弃我们。哦，主啊，让我们更多的被吸引，更多的喜欢来到你的面前，因为这是唯一的道路。我们只有来到你面前，我们才能够更多的领受你，我们才能够被你去使用。主啊，感谢你，赞美你，赞美你，哈利路亚。主啊，让我们认真的来读以赛亚书，从中我们领受到以赛亚是怎么被你洁净，又怎么被你使用，让我们有个饥渴的心，巴不得自己也能够是这样的。主啊，谢谢你，哈利路亚，赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。We take, Lord Jesus, we take.
主耶稣，我们接受。
We believe you to pour in as we pour out.
我们相信，当我们到处的时候，你就来倾倒你自己。
主，我在我心，主，我在我心。哦，何等奇妙，主恩基督，我在我心。Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I love to be with you, but I think I've gone over time. Uh-oh.
我非常宝贵跟你们在一起，但我想时间过了。
But I'll be checking up on you next month, see if you read Isaiah.
下个月我会检查你们是否读了以赛亚书。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Bye-bye.
再见。